You know what your mindset is? You have a focus? Do you have things that resonate in your mind that they're just a part of you on a daily basis? As we pursue this mindset, this thought, this approach, I invite you to join me in starting with God in prayer. Most kind and wonderful, glorious God, we thank you for life. And God, it's not just life that we go through a physical experience, but life with you and the eternal life with you. God, I thank you for that. I thank you for your love for each one. And I know you have prepared each one of us to receive what you have put together. And God, I give this to you. I ask that it would be exactly what you want, and that we can all hear and listen truly within our heart as well. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus and the Holy Spirit, for what you do in our life every moment of every day. In Jesus' name, amen. What occupies your attention day in and day out? Is your life so structured and so routine that it's the same? For some, that's going to be true. For others, a new day is a random thing. It's just going to change and it's going to go. But is there certain things that occupy your attention? What have you been thinking of all day? Those are some other things. Is there something that maybe is going on in your mind or in your life that you're preparing, you're thinking, you're planning, you're working towards? And in many cases, it's not a focused thought. It may be random that comes back around every day, but too often it may be worry about something. You're concerned, and every day this concern somewhat consumes you. Have you ever fallen into the trap of focusing more on your sins than your Savior? And, you know, as you're going through life, you're human, you're going to sin. But does that become such a focus that in reality, Jesus has already paid for those sins? Those sins are already forgiven. But in our mindset, in our approach, it's like, oh man, I did it again. And you can fill in the blank. I mean, it could be something so simplistic as colorful language to all kinds of thoughts that, you know, aren't there. But what do you do with that? Do you focus more on that mistake or that oops than the reality that Jesus has already taken care of that? Many times I dwell on something I can't fix and do not want to do, but yet this same subject keeps rolling back. And I'm thinking, I don't want to go there. And in many cases, fortunately, Jesus, when I finally get down to the Jesus, I don't want these thoughts. I want them gone. And he has. He's taken those away. And they have quit cycling through. But it was a conscious effort to do that. And it wasn't that he was not willing, but I needed to be willing. I find that I do what I don't want to do. Paul wrote about that. Partly because I keep thinking about that. Why do I keep going back and thinking about something that I don't want to think about, I don't want to do, but yet it just cycles in my head. It cycles in my head. Today's text is from Romans 8, 6 through 11, and I'm going to be using the English Standard Version. Paul begins with what we have our minds on. That's where he begins. It's what's on your mind. For to set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the spirit is life and peace. Paul contrasts a mind that is set on the flesh with that of a mind that is set on the spirit. A mind set on the flesh is death. A mind set on the spirit is life. A mind set on the spirit is also peace. A life of peace, living in relationship with the good of the other in mind. And that's a stretch. For some people, you can readily focus and see, be very positive towards them. And yes, you want to promote peace. Then there's some other people that they just rub you wrong. You know, they just, love is a stretch. Like is not even in the picture. But yet, that's what we're called to do, is in a relationship, what is better for this person? Maybe not responding to their barb, to their witty little thing that sets you off. It's like this big hot button right here, this red button, and then they know where it's at, and they hit it, and there we go. Maybe we just don't respond to that. We let God's peace come through. Peace will mean living in this present world with a mindset that seeks to be a blessing to others. It's a mindset that does not want any harm to come to anyone, including ourselves. The attitude of how can I help? And how can I help sometimes is not responding. Verses 7 and 8 from Romans. For the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God, for it does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. Those who are in the flesh cannot please God. So if most of our thought processes, most of our daily mindset is in those physical or fleshly items, how can that work towards peace? How can that be a part of supporting others? How can that be positive? It can't. It doesn't relate. Paul contrasts two terms, flesh and spirit. The flesh is a mindset, one that is shaped and controlled by the ways of the world, which are in opposition and rebellion against God, a mindset that wants nothing to do with Christ. It is an inability to live according to whom we are created to be. As you came to church today, there were a lot of people on the road that were not headed to church. They had their day. They were moving, they were focused, and Jesus is not a part of their world. And I'm not saying all of them, but there is more and more people that are in this post-Christianity that I don't have a reason to go to church. It's not necessary. I've got my life. It's going along pretty good. But yet, where is that ultimately taking them? Do we approach them and say, hey, you need to go to church? No. But you can be polite if you happen to bump into someone like that. If they ask how your day's going, be open. Share. Be positive. A few weeks ago was the last time I think we ate at the Little Firehouse here in Derby, which has since closed because the owner died. But one of the waitresses that we had gotten to know quite well, as Laura and I were leaving that day, she looked at me and she said, "Tell Jesus hi for me." She knew where I was going, and she responded in the only way she knew how. It was touching something that was dear to me. I wanted so much to go back later and say, "He said hi back." But I trust that somewhere in the mix that will happen. It's such an opportunity that we have to touch lives. You, however, are not in the flesh. That's who we are. We're not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If, in fact, the Spirit of God dwells in you. Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to Him. But we have that Spirit living in us. We have that relationship with Jesus. And He loves us. And He provides for us. I think He was a part of this lady telling me to tell Jesus hi. I don't know. Maybe she told Jesus hi before, but not in church. I don't know. But it's a response. Paul is writing to believers here in Romans. He is trying to encourage them. The Spirit is nudging us to live in the fact that we are in the Spirit. The Spirit leads us. If something comes to your mind that just kind of is saying you need to do this, or you need to respond, or this person could use some help, and you kind of go, I don't want to do that. But it just keeps coming back around. Just keeps coming back around. That's God's Spirit working and asking you to be His hands and feet, to touch somebody's life. And it may not have anything to do with church. It may be just caring for someone. Living in the Spirit is a mindset. The mind is tuned to the reality of living in Christ. So as your daily things go by, and if you're struggling with something that just keeps coming back, keeps coming, ask God to step in. Put His Spirit into your mindset so that those are the things that come to your mind first and foremost. Have you been discouraged over a sin? You know, you would never be discouraged or disappointed that you have sinned. You wouldn't care a bit if you didn't know the value of what Jesus has done in your life. Living life without Christ, without His Spirit, is there a guilt that comes into play? Is there a disappointment? Probably not, because there's not a recognition of who Jesus is. But if it bothers you that this keeps happening, that's encouraging in itself that Jesus is involved in your life, because you don't want to do. You don't want to keep doing those kind of things. Paul is reminding us where our focus needs to be. Our mind should be focused on Jesus. It is the only way we will ever overcome any of our sins. You're not going to come up with, on your own, ways of doing away with sin. Turn to Jesus. In Him, there is life and peace. And it's forever. You know, we are gifted with the knowledge that we have eternal life coming to us through Jesus. Our sins are no more through Jesus. Paul gives us three things to remember. The Spirit is not something that belongs to us. That's pretty clear. I think we would all understand that. The Spirit is a gift to us to live in the relationship we have with the Father through Jesus. A gift. The gift of the Spirit empowers us, because we can't do it on our own. That's not who we are. We're human. Verse 10, but if Christ is in you, although the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. We are free from the bondage of sin and free to live in a life of righteousness. The righteousness is given to us in Christ by the power of the Spirit. It's not anything that we do. It's what has been done for us and to us the gifting of the Spirit from Jesus. You can't get more righteous than you already are in Christ. You think about that, okay? I am doing more than I did a year ago and things. Well, who's that? Did that change God's view of you? No. Are you more righteous now because maybe you're doing more gifting to other people? No. Responding to Jesus is where we are. And it's a part of who we are in Christ because he's already living in us. Verse 11. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ, Jesus from the dead, will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. When we go through our day, is that a mindset we start with? Thank you, Jesus. I know you're living in me. What do you have planned for me today? Have the Spirit lead me to where I can be where you want me to be. Respond how you want me to respond. I don't know what my day is going to look like. I've got a general idea. You know, I don't always get up with just random days. I do occasionally have focused ideas. But if Jesus wants to change those, so be it. Spirit, lead me. Living in the Spirit today will not be taken away tomorrow. It's permanent. That's a gift that we have that we can count on. That is a constant for us. Through this season of Easter preparation, we acknowledge that we still sin, and that is a given. And we struggle to live a life of righteousness and peace. The more we walk with the Lord, the more we will see our sins and hate them. His presence in us illuminates the flesh that is in us. But that doesn't take us out. It draws us the ability to be closer to God, to be with Jesus. The Spirit was not given to us to leave us in our sins. He is determined to bring us to a resurrected life, the life Jesus has for us. I've often, and I've probably spoken it many times, but watching and reading Jesus with his disciples, the closeness, 3.5 years of being human, the disciples drawing closer to who Jesus is. And then Jesus gets to this point and he said, I'm leaving. 3.5 years you have spent tight in a daily experience with Jesus. And he says, I'm leaving, but I'm sending the Spirit, the Advocate. And that's who resides. That's what gives us strength. That's who directs our paths. We have that same Spirit because Jesus gave it to us so that we can live in this resurrected life. It's hard to envision for me that I'm already at the throne. But Jesus says, because I put you there, you are. Well, the reality is I look around and it's nice on a lot of days, but it's not God's throne. The physical parts of it aren't what's important. The spiritual is. And we have that handed to us. It's a part of who we are. He's not going anywhere. Jesus and his grace is always towards us. So as you go through and you have thoughts, plans, mindsets, let's start with Jesus and allow him to fill your mind with his plans for you for the day. And it doesn't come easy. That's not, you know, tomorrow you're going to start out and it's going to go and everything is just hunky-dory and it'll work fine. No, there'll be some ups and downs. But he was always with us. That's the thing you can always count on. In the middle of a crisis, if it happens during the day, you can pause and say, Jesus, I need you. And he's there. I don't know how the circumstances will work out, but they will. And you can always look backwards and see where Jesus, yeah, he was there. Things changed. Our mindset should be focused on Jesus because he is focused very much on each one of us. This same Jesus that we've talked about that lives and resides in us has given us a very special opportunity to remember him. I'm going to read from 1 Corinthians 11, verses 23 and through 25 in the Voice translation. I passed on to you the tradition the Lord gave to me. On the same night the Lord Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread in his hands, and after giving thanks to God, he broke it and said, "This is my body, broken for you. Keep doing this so that you and all who come after will have a vivid reminder of me." After they had finished dinner, he took the cup and in the same way said, "This cup is the new covenant executed in my blood. Keep doing this, and whenever you drink it, you and all who come after will have a vivid reminder of me." So as we come to this portion, the intention is to remember Jesus, to think about all the things he's done for you, for the very privilege of having Jesus in our life. This is a way to remember him. He has given everything for us. You would join me in prayer. God, you the Father watched your Son go through something no parent should have to see or experience. Certainly the Son went through a horrible experience and death for us, to redeem us, to forgive us of the sins that we continually go through and commit. And for this opportunity to share Christ's body and his blood in symbol, we thank you. And God, I do ask that you would bless the elements at the table and that we can just experience the joy of Jesus in our life. Thank you. We praise you. And all of this is in Jesus' name. Amen. The table is ready. It's set. All are welcome and experience what Jesus has given to us.
Heavenly Father, we want you to change our hearts. We want to set our minds on your Spirit, letting it bring us a life of peace. Direct our lives this week and bring us back to worship again together next week. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And finally, from 2 Peter 3:18, may you grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and to the day of eternity. Amen. Have a great week.